and started out on the trek to the States. And I remember the second or third, I got sick the day we left. I was quite sick and I didn't feel good at all. And I was a homely little kid. I had straggly hair. My dad always called me Towhead, and I didn't think that was such a complimentary name, but I was always his little Towhead. And I think it was because my hair was kind of mousy looking and thin and straggly. And I remember Mother used to part it in the middle, and then she'd start braiding from here, and she'd have to braid string in with it so the hairs would kind of stay together. And by the time she got it combed, I was just pulled pop-eyed. She'd comb it so tight. And then she'd always pat me on the head and say, "Now you look so tidy." And my hair would stay like that all the rest of the day. But when we got ready to leave Mexico, it was quite a job to keep my hair combed like that all the time. She had three or four other children too at that time, three others. So she coaxed me into having my hair cut. She wanted me to have my hair cut, and she said she'd cut it real short and then it would grow in lots thicker and would be a lot nicer. And I didn't want her to cut my hair. I just didn't want it cut at all. So one morning she got me and she said, let's cut your hair. And all of the kids are up over the hill. We were on our way out, mind you, and we had camped overnight. And she said, if we cut your hair, and then you can go join the kids up over the hill, and they'll think you're your cousin Howard Cumming, because you look just like him with your hair cut short like this. So she cut my hair just like a boy's. And I thought, well, this will be fun to fool those kids. So I started up to join them. And the first thing I heard was, "Oh, look at Vanessa, look at Vanessa. She's got her hair cut like a boy's." Of course, I imagine I turned on my heels and went crying back to my mother. That took me a long time to get over that.